Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Okay, let's talk to Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer now at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Welcome back, Dr. Copen.
Thank you, John, and I subscribe to quality always over quantity. I just want to be clear about that.
I guess that would be the difference between a physician and a songwriter. The songwriter can go, I'm just throwing some jokes out there, but the physician can't just go, let's give you a shot of something, see if that doesn't work. Here, take these pills. I don't know. Maybe that'll help. Maybe it won't. Who knows? How difficult?
You said that very well.
Here's my question.
You know, we have to treat every patient like that patient is the only patient. And I hope that's what me and my colleagues do. Hey, John, by the way, today in Northwestern Medicine, we celebrated National Doctors Day. And it's really quite lovely. It's a one day a year where everybody just kind of takes stock and has the opportunity to thank their doctor. And people have been quite kind, and we've had certain events at our various hospitals and clinics. So our listeners should just know that today is National Doctors Day for Northwestern.
And we talked about that a little late last week as well, reminding people of that. I don't know if people maybe I'll go to the portal, mynm.com, and go ahead and send a note to the physicians I correspond with, because I have great appreciation for what you all do.
Man, that would be very kind, and I know it would be appreciated.
But they don't want to read that. They got enough to do.
Now, that's true, too. I wasn't going to say that. They get enough messages, right, John?
Well, so here, but I did have this question for you, doctor, as we were just loading up this conversation. I wonder how difficult it is sometimes for you all to diagnose what is wrong with someone. If I come in with a broken arm, that's pretty clear. But if somebody says, I feel woozy, how do you even know to begin, you know?
Yeah, it's such a good question, John. You know, there's certain presenting symptoms that make docs like me, you know, I'm a primary care internist, an emergency room physician. We just have to ask the right questions. We have to be patient. And we just have to work through with our patient what's going on. So woozy, a little bit of dizziness, right? A little bit of weakness. I feel fatigued. Most of the time, it's nothing and it's going to get better on its own. But our job is to piece together from what the patient is telling us those situations where there really is something going on that we better figure out.
Well, as you know, only because I referenced you off the air one time, I had been feeling a little off myself, and I was speaking to a colleague here who said, that's my dad as well. And the conclusion that she and I came to in the office was, well, welcome to your 60s. Maybe if once in a while you feel a little dizzy or off or woozy, you just don't feel 100%. Maybe it's something, but maybe it's nothing, Dr. Copen.
Yeah, that's always the dilemma. Maybe it's something, maybe it's nothing. For a patient, you know, when do I contact my physician?
Yeah.
You know, is this something that's concerning enough that I should contact my physician? You know, I think if something is persistent, if something becomes more frequent than what it feels like it should be, that's when you should get some help. That's when it's worth turning to your physician and say, hey, this has been going on. I've had multiple episodes of this or these symptoms. What do you think? And let's work that out. You know, if it's something that just occurs once and it goes away and you forget about it, you know, that's fine. But if it comes back and it just becomes kind of a repeat offender, you probably should get that looked into.
You know, what I think you should do is go online and Google obsessively about the symptom.
Use ChatGPT-4 and see what it has to say, right?
Ask the computer and it'll tell you. So yep. Here's a couple of stories that are in the news. Why Ozempic does not help some people lose weight. This is in the Wall Street Journal. Behind the blockbuster success of drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic is a less noticed phenomenon. Boy, that must be frustrating. Some people aren't losing much weight. Have you heard about that?
Oh, for sure. For sure. We have yet to invent a medication, Jen, that's 100% effective, right? some people medication can work great on. In the case of Ozempic and its cousins, there are people who take those medications and they lose a lot of weight, and it's wonderful. But there's other people, and it seems to be somewhere 10%, 15% that don't. And I think the reason here, Jen, is something really important. Being overweight is not the same problem for everybody. There's multiple reasons why people are overweight. So somebody who, let's say you have somebody who's 30 pounds overweight, and let's say there's 10 people who are 30 pounds overweight. What I would know about that group of people is there are different reasons why they're each 30 pounds overweight. That means it's unlikely that there'll be a medication or an intervention that's going to be equally effective in all 10.
Is this true, though, doctor, that a person can be 30 pounds overweight? I'm not sure what the number is, but here's my point. And they're leading a healthy lifestyle, but they're just one of those people whose metabolism or family history, they tend to carry more weight than other people who have similar lifestyles. Some people just seem to be heavier, and they think they're doing everything right. They walk, they eat vegetables, they're doing all the things we ask them to do, and they're heavier. And we would judge them to be either, you know, failing in some way or not healthy. But is it not possible that, in fact, that overweight person can be healthier than a thinner person?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's the same concept, John, that 30 pounds overweight is not necessarily a problem in one person like it might be in someone else. So there's different kinds of ways to carry additional weight. So somebody who has a lot of abdominal obesity where they carry all the additional weight in their belly, that's never good. That could have deleterious health impacts. But we all know people who are just big. You know, they're just big from their heads all the way down to their feet. And that can be a very different kind of additional weight that those people are carrying that is not necessarily as bad for their health as that person who's carrying the same amount of weight in their abdomen.
That's just maybe if your parents had a certain shape and size, you might have a certain shape or size. Is that what you're saying, doctor?
Yeah, there's a really important genetic component to this. So just like, you know, look, we're all individuals when it comes to our health. And it's important that we all realize that when it comes to something like obesity or being overweight, it's such a complicated subject that there's never just one way to think about it. There's never one way just to evaluate that obesity, and there's certainly never just one way to treat it. And John, as we keep talking about, as we're all living through the real-time understanding of the medications in the class of Ozempic, We're learning together how this medication works, in which patient populations it's effective, its impact on other areas of health beyond just weight. So with time, we're going to understand these medications more and more. And I think it's just fascinating that this is something that we're all experiencing now in real time.
Yeah, well, you know, so there's two examples, great ones in the last 5 years of us experiencing something in real time. One was the vaccines for COVID, and another one is this new group of drugs. It says here in the Wall Street Journal that doctors say 10 to 15% of the people who try them are quote-unquote non-responders. I got a host of topics here, Doc, in just a couple minutes left. Anything you want to make sure that we touch on before I dive into my stuff?
Yeah, you know, Jen, I think we're going to see as we get through this weather that we have right now, when we come out on the other end, we're seeing a decrease in the amount of influenza flu in the community, and hopefully that's going to continue to decrease. We've seen a big drop in COVID, you know, which is still around, but not like it was. All these respiratory viral illnesses that we've been talking about. So that's good. I think we're in a good place getting into the spring now. And that's really exciting to be able to say that. I think we can feel pretty good about where we're at.
An allergy season, where is that, doctor?
Yeah, so allergies, as we've been talking about, a lot of allergens, spring allergens in the air. All the spring will keep it, will keep that down now for most people. But after things start to dry up, those individuals who have been having issues with early spring allergies, the pollens and some of the molds that are around, that will come back. So don't be surprised, but it's going to be allergies.
Incidentally, you know, and I was kiddingly saying that if you have some symptoms, the best thing to do is obsessively Google them on the internet to see what's wrong with you. 708 texted in and said, "We used to call my dad a cyberchondriac." That's a new word, but that's exactly what it is, isn't it? Cyberchondriacs.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of information that's available to us now, it's crazy, right? And how to sift through all of it. What my recommendation to people who want to look up stuff on the internet when it comes to health, stay to sites that are produced by reputable names. For example, the Mayo Clinic has a really good website with very interesting information. The National Institutes of Health has a very helpful website with all kinds of good stuff. So if you keep yourself there, you're going to get reputable, well-edited, well-thought-out articles on what it is that you're looking for. But if you just start surfing and you read anything, and you can make yourself nuts. And please don't do that.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, speaking of reputable, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicines, Lake Forest Hospital. Always a pleasure, Doctor. Let's do this next Tuesday.
Looking forward. Everybody take care. Bye-bye.
That's what he says.